B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
Call and give us your take and then get off the phone.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
At the end of the day, the question is, are they better long-term without Kyrie Irving?
This will be Kyrie Irving's final season with the Celtics.
They are not. So this is the thing.
But they're not better.
No, they are a good team, and like these young guys might play well, but ultimately to reach the height, if your goal is to win a championship, you are not better without Kyrie Irving. That is
agreed. Agreed.
But despite that, you believe he's gone.
But think about it. This collection of talent was built around Brad Stevens' ability to play pace and space. Kyrie Irving is so very talented with the basketball and isolation situations and closing games. You must give it to him.
That's just
how it goes.
Yeah.
But when he's not there, you see the ball moving, Tatum playing well, Horford playing well, Hayward playing well. I think ultimately that's what they go back to.
Jalen Rose on the Get Up Show, the Greenberg Show on ESPN this morning. Quite a bit in there. This will be Kyrie's final year. They're not better without him, but they're built a certain way. Kyrie does it the system, and ultimately, they're going to go back to what they do, and that's the system.
I mean, that's really what he's saying there, that Kyrie doesn't fit the system. He doesn't. And you know what? There's some truth to that. Like, you know, the way Stevens wants to play a team game, which is admirable. It's commendable. And when they had the roster that they had, it allowed him to maximize all the above. But the problem in that league is when you get to the final four teams to win a championship, you need the star player to take over.
I understand. I just think there's another path. Look, I mean, I'll take either. If Kyrie wanted to be here, fine. Yes, fine. Yep. If Kyrie wanted to be here and is going to sign long-term and you can pull off the trade for Anthony Davis, yes, of course, I'll do that. I'm not saying that that's dumb. I'm just telling you, boy, that seems like a lot of work, and they don't want to be here. So what are you doing? He doesn't fit the system. It's going to be his final year. So why are you chasing this ghost when there is another path?
Because he's that good.
He is good, man. He is that good. There's no question about it. But, you know, a lot of people think he's just gone. Jimmy Stewart thought he's been gone for a long time. Jimmy's my preferred NBA insider, never mind Jalen Rose. Or Antoine. Even Antoine Walker. You have that, Jimmy? He said, go ahead.
Do I think he's going to stay? No. I believe he's going to leave. I think Kyrie's has shown us it's not about necessarily winning championships with him. I think New York is probably the place that presents the best option for him for what he wants to do. With the shoe deal he has with Nike, the individual where he could be a star there going back home. I just don't think he's a true Celtic. You know, it's like when you're a Celtic, you kind of want to be there. Mm-hmm. I played there 7 years of my career. I saw Paul Pierce there. I know how true Celtics are. I don't think Kyrie's yet a true Celtic and believes he's a true Celtic.
Okay, so green teamers, I know, pleasure themselves to that. I think the true Celtic thing is dumb, okay? And you just can't expect guys to think that way anymore. They want money, exposure, chance to win, you know, that's it. And if you can provide it, you can provide a chance to win, make money, and grow your brand, then that place is for you. Being a Celtic or being a Buck or being a Pelican, it doesn't mean, you know, I just don't think guys feel that way. If they feel that way about any team, it's about being a Laker, you know, but I don't even know they feel that way.
Two players on your roster feel that way.
What way?
Al Horford and Gordon Hayward took a year less and substantially millions of dollars less to leave their team to come to the Celtics.
Because they want to wear green and be a Celtic?
Yeah.
No. Because they thought it was a good team and a good program, and they liked the coach and what they were building, and they made good money and had a chance to win.
Yeah. And they're Celtics.
Because they're existing teams.
Yes.
We're the Hawks and the Jazz.
Well, Jimmy, that's why.
Jimmy, where are you sitting tonight?
A suite.
I mean, even they would admit that's a little corny. Okay, they're not.
What did Kyrie give back?
I mean, I don't think that teams want to be in a good place. Players want to be in a good place. They don't want to be a Celtic.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They look at the banners when they come in.
You are such a liar. All right, so anyway, everyone thinks this guy's gone, Kyrie, and the record isn't even better when he's on the floor. You've got to then blow up your entire operation to get another guy who wants to be a Laker, not a Celtic. And not because he's a Laker or a Celtic, just because he wants to be in Los Angeles.
Wants to play for LeBron.
Or that, even worse, wants to play for LeBron. So what are we doing? But what, you know, like, I'm sort of getting to the point where I sort of understand those who say, then just get out of here, Kyrie. Go. Enough.
Yeah, thank look, I get it too. So I just think as a Celtics fan, you got to reconcile this. If you are a Celtics fan and you want Kyrie gone, fine. See you later. You're going to go 52-30 and you're going to lose in maybe the conference final if you get there. Otherwise, it'll be the second round. Well, that'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to be.
Well, you, no, I mean, no. In the
so
short,
this is the dilemma in that league.
In
to
the short
win
term,
championships.
You are. In the short term, you are. Well, just be patient. Jason Tatum's like 17 years old. How old is he?
And do we know
21.
That he's going to be a top five player?
Right, I mean, but, okay, but do you know that Kyrie's going to stay here and be a normal human being? Do you know that Anthony Davis is going to re-sign here?
You know what those players are. You have a better path to a championship those players, even with that combustibility there.
You know what those players are.
Yeah.
You don't know what their commitment level is. So like I told you before, if they're committed, fine. Yes, of course, blow it up. Irving Davis. No problem. I'm with you.
Even without that, I think you have to roll those dice.
You're shoehorning them in here. You're crowbarring them in here. They don't want to be here.
So what you're saying is you really want likability over Larry
O'Brien. No, I want players that want to be here.
Which
is likability.
Is likability.
No.
Yes, it is.
It is.
I don't want to trade all my good young players for two guys who are going to bolt in a year to go make a movie in Los Angeles.
Do you know that Tatum wants to be here?
I don't, but you have team control over him. That's different.
Okay, for a couple of more years.
That's more than that, I thought.
Isn't it four?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
So whatever it is. But the point is, I don't know. Those guys want to be here either. Listen, I understand how Celtics fans feel about it. They're a more likable team who play a more of a team game when Kyrie's not out there.
I'm not in the likable thing. I'm just telling you, if the guys don't want to be here and they're not fully committed even when they are here, and that's Kyrie, then what's really and it hasn't translated on the floor, then what's really the point? They're sort of chasing your tail there. It ain't worth it.
Okay, well, they've missed the chance to trade Kyrie.
This is true.
So that's out.
Okay, and you said something interesting before, that Kyrie gave Cleveland a heads up that he wanted out, and so they traded him.
Correct.
And wouldn't he have done the same thing for the Celtics?
Right.
So that's an interesting way to look at it.
So I wonder, because, again, the one thing you can do for a franchise as a player if you want to leave is you tell them.
That would be the mention to do.
Right.
So they could get something for you as opposed to losing you for nothing.
Which shows you really how much of a complete scoundrel Kevin Durant was with Oklahoma City. Because these other guys told their teams. Paul George told the Pacers, I'm not signing here.
Okay. Is it possible Kyrie told them, I'm leaving, and they ignored him?
Sure.
This just occurred to me.
Sure.
Do they think, because again, they're always overly optimistic about their guys and their abilities. Yeah, he's saying that now, but we'll talk him into it. Yeah, he's saying that now, but he'll change his mind. Thank you, Jimmy. You know, is that – because I think that's entirely – Garnett said no at first, and they talked him into it. So I think it's entirely possible Kyrie has let him know. And they're just saying, well, you know what? He changed his mind before, he'll change it again.
Or they did what, you know, something we discussed earlier on. They got to the deadline. They said, we're going to get nickels on the dollar here. We're better off holding on to him and taking a shot.
You know what? Instead of getting some – bum player.
Correct.
Or low first round pick, we'll just go to the finals with him and then lose him for nothing because that's worth something. And that's possible too.
Instead of getting the next Jeff Green.
But boy, man, this what Kyrie's done to this team, where Brad Stevens is afraid to say that he's playing the ball through another player because he doesn't want to piss off certain guys, probably Kyrie. And now this thing, the optics of this is horrible. Horrible. If Kyrie misses last night and tonight, but goes to the All-Star game and plays in the All-Star game.
Oh, they're already setting that one up.
Oh, that is, like, because again, for some reason, well, I mean, I actually know the reasons, but it's just the culture. The NBA player has to play in the NBA All-Star game. No other sport do the guys want to go. But in the NBA, it's really important. It's really important to be named an All-Star, that you go for the weekend, you party there that weekend, you play the game.
Like, it's about the love.
They all want to go there. And it's also the place where you go and network and set up your next team. Like, it's all the whole thing. They all want to be there and they all want to play. They all want to play.
It's a convention.
Like, you know, Tom Brady or these football players, a lot of these guys set up with a hangnail just to get out of the damn thing. NBA players, they'll do what it takes to play the game. So, which is asinine that Kyrie Irving might play this game. And why do I think he might play it? Because Brad Stevens shoveled the biggest pile of cow manure I've heard in a long time to Beadle and Zoe today. For the full interview, go to 985thesportshub.com. But Beadle asks him about Kyrie missing these games but playing in the All-Star game. And Steven starts by saying, well, you know, I mean, when he's ready, he's ready. If he was cleared by Thursday or Friday, then he should play just like he would play. And that's, you know, that's just sort of what the doctor would say. And so then he would play, and that's fine. Furthermore, he goes on to say,
and I actually look at it as, to be honest with you, if he can, it's a good thing to be able to run up and down the court a little bit because he hasn't played in a while. And so even though those All-Star games are, you know, just glorified pickup games in a lot of ways, I think, you know, just being able to run up and down, move a little bit, get ready. We play next Thursday in Milwaukee. And, you know, if you're not able to do that for now going on 2 weeks or 12 days, it's not as advantageous. So if he can, even if he can move a little bit, if he is cleared to play, especially if he was, you know, fully 110% healthy, then I would encourage him to run.
Oh, my God.
I mean, honestly, I would encourage him to go.
Can we just deconstruct what a pile of manure that is?
Of course it is.
It's a good thing to get up and down the court. Like the All-Star Game's the only place he can do that?
You have a beautiful new practice facility you could go do that with.
It's just about running up and down the floor, send him to the Auerbach Center. Or
with your own trainers.
With your own trainers if you want. Or if he says it's just a glorified pickup game, then go find a pickup game.
Correct.
Oh, it's so asinine. He's got to go. Was it Charlotte? He's got to go to Charlotte and play in the All-Star Game to get his sweat in?
And in that same comment, he said that, you know, a lot of guys have to go out and create 3-on-3 games and do stuff like this to stay, you know, stay in shape, stay on the floor, keep their timing down, all of that stuff. So Kyrie's got to go to the All-Star Game to do it?
Oh, my God.
How can all the other guys do it and pick up? Listen.
So this is them.
When I heard the comment today, drive in, and I said, well, there you go. There's the alibi. They're laying this out right now ahead of time. Nope, it's actually going to benefit him on some level. So if he wants to go to the All-Star Game, which he does because they know he does, then we're going to get this out there now that when he goes, we're not going to be pissed at him.
I've always been of the belief that when people start a sentence with, to be honest with you, what's about to follow is a complete crock, and they say it to throw off the scent.
It's a lie.
To be honest with you.
Oh, my God. Brad doesn't even believe that. But
of course he doesn't.
They now have to prostate themselves. Is that even the word that you say?
Prostitute.
No. Prostate. It's like...
Well, I know what that is.
No, prostrate. I'm going to look it up.
To be honest with you.
It's like...
compromise.
Like, yes, exactly.
Kowtow.
They now have to kowtow, compromise themselves.
Yeah. Use the word prostitute. It works.
For the superstar, for this guy.
Yeah, they got to sell themselves. They got to
sell their soul.
Yeah, they got to give up part of themselves.
Because they're so determined.
That answer right there, a little bit of Steven's soul just went away with that comment, with that pile of crap. But that's what you have to do for Kyrie.
Well, you have to sell your soul to, you know, get this fiance, this hot fiance to marry you on July 1st. Got to make her happy.
Okay. The sad thing is, I don't blame them. How do you like that? Kiss his ass. Try to keep him here.
He's going to leave you at the altar.
While I look up prostrate, we're going to take your calls right after these words. Your thoughts. Are they better without Kyrie, Boston?
Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Second free throw is good. Sixers down three. They have to go the length of the court in 1.8. No timeouts. Simmons throws it into the backcourt. Jimmy Butler steps around. Gordon Hayward does not get the shot away in time, and the Celtics have done it. Without Kyrie Irving, without Aaron Baines, they have come down to Philadelphia and beaten the Sixers again. And if it is always dust, dawn may just have broken for the Boston Celtics. The final score, Boston 112, Philadelphia 109.
All right, as promised, right back to you. The Celtics and everything else on the board. Tom in Fairhaven. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. I was just thinking Kyrie's got to be part of the team instead of sticking the ball to himself the way he does. The rest of the team gets disengaged watching him. And I think if he could just play with the guys the regular way, get the ball around, and when we need him, then he can be the guy.
All right, so let me reset this, Maz. If Kyrie doesn't translate to the team and somehow they all sort of dip when he's out there, is it because of how he plays on the floor or how about they feel about him off the floor?
Off the floor. I do. I think it's the off the floor more. And look, lots of people perceive it the way the caller does. Everybody says the ball sticks with the ball, and it does at times. I also think if you watched him over this most recent stretch of games that he had leading into the Clipper game when he got hurt, Kyrie's been passing the ball maybe more than he ever has with the Celtics. This all started with that Toronto game when he had the 18 assists. All of a sudden, it's like he got pissed off and said, okay, you want to see me make guys better? I'll make guys better. And he did. Okay, so I think all of a sudden, now it ran through him, but other guys were getting the ball. They were playing better. They won 9 out of 10. Like, all that coincides with when Kyrie went to another level. So on the floor, will you change your system for your best player? That's what you do. That's what coaching is.
Stevens wants it to go through Gordon Hayward.
Yeah. Okay, so again, that's, you know, and you can
and
do
we
that.
We wanted to try to play, with our bigs out.
I mean, so it is. It's a, you know, it's an interesting dilemma that Stevens has there. I think the bigger issue is they don't like Kyrie. They don't believe in him as a guy and as a leader.
Murray, you co-sign on that? Off the floor.
Oh, completely. Yeah, and I think a lot of it, like, while Kyrie Irving has handled himself like as an insufferable DB, and I can understand why these other players are annoyed with him, these other guys also have to be a little bit more self-aware and realize you need to play second fiddle. He's the guy who's going to be the closer. He's the best offensive player on the team. Like, calm down. Just because you got within a game of the finals last year, you're not as good as you think you are.
Connor's in South Boston on the Seas. Hi, Connor.
Hey, Murray, couldn't agree more. I think this is a group of just overachievers, especially starting with Jaylen Brown. I mean, the guy, he's been kind of ticked off since he's been here, getting booed by Celtics fan on draft night, taking a backseat to Jason Tatum. I wouldn't be surprised if he's still, you know, a disciple of Jay Crowder being bitter towards Gordon Hayward. I just think, you know, guys like him, Terry Rozier, they're overachievers, and they think they're on their pedestal when they really shouldn't be.
Okay, well, so, I mean, you're sort of saying two things. Is Jaylen Brown an overachiever? Is he overachieved?
No.
Sort of just the opposite. He thinks he's better than he is.
Correct.
So, if anything, he's an underachiever, or maybe he's just not that good. I don't know. We'll find out. But I do think he's got an inflated sense of self-worth. And I think Rozier does as well.
Yes. Now, look, I think Rozier's done a better job of adapting than Brown has. And maybe that's because he's got some starts sprinkled in there when Kyrie misses games. But I also think even in the games that he's had to come off the bench, that he's approached it with a different attitude. Like, and again, I was it the Toronto game where he came off and gave him kind of a jolt in that game off the bench? And he didn't score a ton of points that night, but it felt to me like he was starting to get it or accept it. Like, look, as long as it is the way it is, my role here is what it is, and I got to do the best I can. I don't think Brown has ever accepted it.
We've got Chuck in Buzzards Bay on the Bruins. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much. What do you got, Chuck?
My thing is Torrey Krug. You guys have mentioned trading Torrey Krug in the past, and I just can't see doing that. You don't get addition by subtraction with Torrey Krug. You don't have anybody on the defense that can move the puck like this kid can, and his points are invaluable. If you want to do anything, then you should get rid of Don Sweeney and revamp your scouting system.
Okay, well, now you're talking about a whole different story. I mean, look, Don Sweeney might not be the guy. I'm not telling you that, but it's not an either-or Torrey Krug or Don Sweeney. I like Krug. I don't love him. I didn't realize there's this whole section of fans that actually like him until I did my FC thing last night with Pete Blackburn. I didn't realize there was a whole Torrey Krug defense crew out there because I think he's a nice offensive player. I don't think he's a special player, all things netting out. I mean, he's a minus player because 5-on-5, he's kind of a liability. He's a really nice power play guy. But I think if you gave, for example, McAvoy all his power play minutes, McAvoy would get a lot of those points, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them. And if Torrey Krug can get you a good forward and you have McAvoy and Grizzlick taking up the slack for Krug offensively, I think you do net out to be a better team. I think that is possible. Now, I'm not just giving Krug away because I think he sucks. No, I'd have to win the trade. I'd have to get back a really good forward. If I traded Krug for a really good forward, would I net out to being a better team? I think you might. I mean, that's all.
I'd move Krug. Although I have to say, and I can't remember if it was last night or the game before, he made one pass that was the second assist on a goal.
It was tremendous. I think it was last night.
On the right wing side where he sort of hesitated, paused for just a second, and then made the pass?
I'm not sure exactly when you're talking about. I think he set up Heinen that set up Solaric on that goal.
So that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. And it was just this little hesitation where he waited for the space to open. He is good at that.
No, he's a really nice offensive player. There's no question about it. 5-on-5, he's kind of a liability. Earlier we mentioned the Broncos trading for Joe Flacco, and I got on my guy, John Elway. So Mike and Wuburn wants to weigh in on that. Hi, Mike.
Mike, can I ask you, please, to make the Chiefs your next whoopee?
I got to find one, Mike, but I'm telling you, I'm a little gun-shy.
Because right now, your track record of knocking these teams off is you're an assassin. The Jets, bun. You talk, and just for a second, you started to, what was it? Would you trade Andrew Luck for Tom Brady? And then Andrew Luck comes down with a case of the Ellsberries. His owner gets caught with a freaking bag full of pills and cash.
You understand, Mike. So, I mean, fair enough. But you understand there's no team I could have picked that would have worked out for me. No one has stood up and given you a fair go of it for 17 years. Not one team.
Think about that the next time before you, christen a guy the Don. Look at what Elway, Jimmy. You got that vomit. You got that vomit sound ready. Look at what Elway tried to replace Peyton Manning with Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian, Case Keenum, and now he's traded for Joe Flacco.
Flacco.
I mean,
he sucks.
Awful. It's awful. That whole his draft room is like a vomitorium of freaking just failure. Like
normally we don't.
Mike, is John Stewart one of your sponsors or the Broncos depth chart?
The Rhonheiser crew, could they help me with that? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, there's actually four vomits there. No, for the four.
Please don't buy in on the Browns. I like Baker Mayfield.
I just want someone to compete. Because again, 42-17 every week does nothing for me. I know a lot of Patriots fans like it, but I'm not a fan, quote unquote. I sit in this chair, so I need some back and forth, and I need some competition. And so I'm rooting for a team 17 years in. I'm still so yes. I missed on the Jets. I missed on John Elway. The jury's still out on Andrew Luck, but fine, call it a miss. The thing is, there's no one I could have taken though. Who could I have taken that would have worked out for me?
Well, nobody.
No one.
But you know what, Murray? You could sell me on the Browns. Absolutely. We're just going to get rid of Freddie Kittens.
Yeah.
But there'll be someone. We still have a show to do, Mike, so I will find somebody. Here's Murray's update.
Duggar and Maz, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
They get the win, but does it complicate things?
Okay, so we have a big dumpster fire in L.A. We have a small dumpster fire brewing here in Boston, right? And it's because, look, you have the Anthony Davis situation. You have Jason Tatum saying, hey, I wouldn't mind being the face of a friend. Why are you have a chance to win a championship with this team, and you're talking about being the face of the New Orleans Pelicans. That lets you know that things are brewing. And obviously with Kyrie being out and them getting this win against a quality Philly team lets you know that things are a little awry.
Richard Jefferson, that same conversation with Jalen Rose on the Get Up show. Pretty good commentary. Everyone admits there's something off with that Celtics team. So what exactly is it? I can't tell you exactly. Some sort of combination or among the grouping of young players jealous of old players. Old players think the young players don't get it. Players jealous of each other for minutes and shots because there's too many mouths to feed, and the mouths that aren't getting fed aren't responding well to it. There's a Kyrie problem. Guys don't like him. He doesn't fit the system on the floor necessarily, but he's their best player. So any of those or all of them or something, it's something that has to be. It's just they're not. The injuries haven't been a problem. And don't give me Aaron Baines, please. Okay, the injuries have not been a problem. They've been healthy, and they've underachieved by a half dozen games at least. So what it's got to be an intangible like that.
Oh, totally. Again, look, I think it all centers around Kyrie because he's an egomaniac. He wants the ball all the time. He's your best player, and in that sport, it's natural for the best player to want the ball all the time. But given his druthers, I don't think there's any way Stevens would pick to do it through Kyrie. You know what I mean? In other words, he's got him, so of course.
Right.
But if Stevens was going to build it the way he wanted to build it, he wouldn't have Kyrie.
Oh, and that's why he stopped himself from saying it last night.
Remember, in Orlando, they drew up a play at the end of the game where the first option was for Hayward to throw the inbounds pass to Tatum.
Well, Horford to Tatum. Yeah, no, it was Tatum, right?
Right, that was the first option. And then
the second one would have been Horford.
And Kyrie thought the ball was going to come to him. Kyrie's all pissed off, for crying out loud, that he didn't get the ball. So what happened?
And this is why last night, right, because the last, I got it, because the last time this happened, Kyrie had to call his daddy. He had to call Bron. So when Brad Stevens last night says, we ran all these pick and rolls for Gordon Hayward, we wanted to run through it, he stopped himself because he said, oh, my
pants. And we wanted to try to play, with our bigs out.
He stops himself from saying we wanted to play through Gordon because his superstar would get pissed off.
I mean, that's what I think it is.
That's where
look,
they're at.
Say what you want, okay? And this is a dilemma.
And then he's got to, I didn't even look up prostrate. He's then got to say it's okay for him to go play in the All-Star game after missing two regular season games. Like, you got to be kidding me.
So this is the dilemma for coaches in that league, particularly ones that are young and haven't won anything. That you sit there and you say, this is how you play the game, right? This is how we're going to do it. But you have the star player who's a complete diva, pain in the ass.
Just a life of walking on eggshells.
And it really is, though. It is. Now, which is why Popovich had it in some ways easy because his star player got it.
You imagine, totally, yeah.
Can you imagine if Popovich had LeBron? Would never work.
It wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work.
So prostrate's the exact right word. Prostrate.
You're really hung up on this. Yeah.
Prostrate. No, it's a great word. Lay oneself flat on the ground, face downward, especially in reverence or submission. Can I give you the picture that they put with it?
Oh, like you're what you would call
bowing in front of someone.
Like presenting.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So this is what Stevens has to do. He has to just give up everything he believes in to coddle this guy. They got to coddle the guy. Anyway, prostrate. Great word. Eddie in Providence. Go ahead, Eddie.
Mike, Tony, how are you? When you said point forward, Mike, a little while ago, yeah, I immediately dialed. In his heart, Stevens thinks Hayward is a better. We all know. I think Irving's better, but I think he thinks Hayward, in the long run, is better and the best chance to win a title. So he's got a lot on his plate. But that's really what it's about. He thinks Hayward is the man.
I'm sorry, Eddie. Yeah, I think he. His system. And if Hayward fits the system, that's what he thinks.
Absolutely. Hayward's a better fit for his system and how they want to run it. But this again, what are we trying to do here? Get to the Final Four and beat Clemson? Like, that's what they're trying to do as Butler? Listen, Stevens overachieved in college. They didn't win anything. I mean, and I'm not minimizing what he did, but the point is, at the end of the day, talent wins in that sport, and he is learning. Like, this is something that Stevens is going to have to give up. If they're going to win a championship, you're just going to have to accept the fact Hayward fits your system better, and you like Hayward better. Kyrie has more talent.
Colin in Boston. Hi, Colin.
Boy, Felger, one day you're wearing a ball gag, the next day you're looking up prostate on the internet.
Prostrate, different word.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, I don't know why Kyrie Irving's, carrying all, the weight of this team on his shoulders. I know he's a star player, but you got to look at Brad Stevens and his approach with this team because, look, I didn't think they brought him in to get the most out of the Bridge Celtics, like the scrappy role players. I thought he was brought in to know what to do when he actually had talent on his roster. And it just ultimately, you can point to the players as to, talking about their roles on the team and being frustrated and blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, who's on that team thinking about winning? Who's on that team focused on a championship? And so, I don't know. I looked at them playing the Clippers, and it's just like, I wonder if Doc Rivers would have the answers for this team that Brad doesn't.
So I don't know if any coach would. Clearly, Stevens does not so far. And I don't think they hired Stevens for any specific reason other than he was the hottest young coach in the sport. I think it was a simple talent evaluation where the Celtics needed a coach. They wanted to move on from Doc Rivers. Now, who do we go get? And they heard, and they were right. Ms. Stevens was one of the brightest young minds in the game. Can he work with kids, older guys? I think that was a secondary consideration. And they nailed it. Once again, Danny nailed that talent evaluation. There's no question about it. Now they get here, and it's about ego management. and dealing with superstars and coddling, you know, baby NBA players? Is Stevens cut out for it? We don't know yet.
I mean, our buddy Luke in Vermont, Kareem Mountain Luke, called yesterday, and he may have it right. Stevens might not be the right guy for them anymore. If they want to go Irving Anthony Davis, if they want to go down that road.
I just stick with Irving.
Okay, so but let's just say you want a veteran superstar, okay, which is what Kyrie is. He's a superstar.
No, a handful.
Okay, in that sport, same difference, right? Complete pain in the ass diva. Superstar diva. Doc Rivers is a better fit for that kind of guy.
Probably.
Right? So now this is, you know, maybe you're at a different stage of your development where somewhere along the line you're going to have to pull the cord.
We've got Ben in Groveland. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, guys, two really quick points. So I think one thing about Morris's statement about frustration and not having fun, I think part of that has to do with the other than just the young guys, especially Jaylen Brown, complaining. But I think the drama and the courtship around Kyrie, I think that can weigh in the team. Second part is I understand that Kyrie, you need a top five, top 10 talent to win a championship. But I feel in my heart of hearts that if Golden State breaks up, I think you can compete and win a championship with that old Pistons model or current Celtics model. And then also with that money, you can go get Kemba Walker. So you still have a scoring guard. You get rid of Kyrie's drama. You don't blow up the team for Anthony Davis. I think you compete every 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. You knock on that door.
Okay, so let me just stop you because I think you're kind of right. You need to win with high-end talent. I just think there's another path to get that high-end talent, and that's be patient. Be patient with Tatum. Be patient with Gordon Hayward. Let some money roll off your books. It's only going to take a year or two because when Al Horford's gone, that's a max slot. So be patient with Tatum. Be patient with Gordon Hayward. And then when that max slot opens up, go get yourself another legit guy, and there's your big three, and that's the other path. I mean, I'm sorry.
Listen, again.
And I'm not telling you that it's likely or that's some sort of slam dunk or anything. But this thing they're doing now, you know, blowing up what they've built for a couple of guys that probably don't want to be here. I don't know. I don't know what the value of that is either.
Well, you only blow it up if you know that, you know, you've got the system beat and you've tampered. And I say that with all respect to my heart. But
no,
the reality
you know
of it,
stay.
Yeah, you got to know that you have it in your pocket so that you can keep both of those guys. And then you do it that way. But again, remember, they have to kiss Kyrie's ass until they get his name on that contract. Once that happens, you can empower the coach all you want.
Okay, well, let's see. Because right now they are in the prostrate position and ass-kissing with that guy. We have not gotten to this. You want to pick on Brad Stevens for something? This, I think, is going to be a legit case that Zach in Middleborough has. Go ahead, Zach.
This Kyrie drama all year has overshadowed some very noteworthy storylines. And chief among them is the fact that Marcus Smart is still a horrible shooter. He chucks it up in the fourth quarter like he's Steph Curry. And Brad Stevens just lets him do it.
Yep.
I mean, Mike, when this guy pulls up for a jumper fourth quarter, in my head, I hear that noise that you play of you before the Super Bowl on Tuesday. That's what happens in my head when I see Marcus Smart pulling up for a jumper in a three-point game in the fourth quarter, and I can't figure out why Brad Stevens doesn't pull him aside and say, buddy, just pass it.
Okay, so I'm with you 100%. First of all, our callers keep requesting sound, which generally doesn't fly, but I think this one we allow. The guy's
never met a shot that he doesn't think he can.
He went 1 for 5 in the fourth quarter last night. 0 for 3. 0 for 3 from 3-point distance.
Keeps shooting.
Oh my god!
And he keeps shooting. He shoots. He shoots early in the shot clock. He shoots when he shouldn't shoot. He shoots without provocation. It's like someone. He doesn't need a coach telling him what to. He needs a full-on intervention. He needs to be sat down by his loved ones and say, "Marcus, we have an issue. You have an issue."
Well, a lot of what plays into this and the reason he's so confident with this is because he goes on little hot streaks. He had been on one up until recently.
No, he does it because the coach empowers everyone to shoot
too.
The three.
Sure.
When freaking Aaron Baines or Tice or these guys are alone at the three, they're told to shoot because they shoot. And I've got to watch this. It's Baines with the push shot, right? That thing? I've got to watch that 5 times a night when you leave him open. They tell everyone to shoot the three, and the teams leave Marcus Smart open because he can't shoot, and so this is why he shoots. The coach lets him.
Well, look, last night, Hayward and Smart were a combined 40% from three-point land. Hayward was 6-7. Smart was 0-8.
At one point
last night, I looked up, and between him, Smart and Joel Embiid, the two of them, 2-16 from three-point land. They... But they took eight apiece. But that they kept trucking them up there.
Yeah, he single-handedly let that soft-ass Sixers team back into that game with a few minutes to play.
All right, final word comes your way next.
You're listening to Felger and Bass on 98.5, The Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5, The Sports Hub. Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The callers bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's The Final Word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And The Final Word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
No one.
All right, a couple of pieces of sound to get to here today in The Final Word. Why don't we start with what was part of the blah hour, the 4 o'clock hour on today's show. Felger, you had to eat a lot of crap when it came to the Denver quarterback situation. What with them trading for Joe Flacco today?
Trevor Siemian's a better playmaker than Joe Flacco.
Didn't they cut him?
Who? I have no idea.
Siemian.
Where I have
No idea. So not, they're not going to trade Siemian.
No, Case Keenum.
Okay, well, how can I keep saying Siemian? Case Keenum. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's one. They're all interchangeable.
One
bums.
Bag of crap over the next. But I think Trevor Siemian is a better player than Joe Flacco. That's what I meant to say. Simeon's a better player than Flacco. And Siemian, but Siemian turns the ball over. Siemian threw too many interceptions. And because Elway can't figure out the quarterback thing, they're going to have to run the ball and play defense. So in that case, Flacco sort of fits that model over Siemian. That's what I meant to say. Or over
Keenum.
But what's the same thing?
He went right back down the same rabbit hole. It was unbelievable.
When hosts don't annoying. Listen to themselves.
No, it's just annoying.
Seriously.
It's annoying.
Like, he went from, not Keenum's who I meant, but what I meant was Siemian.
What?
Siemian keeps turning the ball over.
Holy crap. We got to play that section again.
No,
it's unbelievable. It's like, so I keep saying Siemian. I meant Keenum. Anyway, Siemian.
Your brain's broken from all the blood.
I never once meant to say Trevor Siemian, but that's all I could say. My brain and my soul is broken from all the blah. It is. It's gotten to me.
Not me.
I'm going to give you the first 30 seconds of that again.
Trevor Simeon's a better playmaker than Joe Flacco.
Didn't they cut him?
Who?
I have no idea. Where I have
No. So not, they're not going to trade Siemian.
No, Case Keenum.
Okay, well, how can I keep saying Siemian? Case Keenum. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's one. They're all interchangeable bums.
One bag of crap over the next. But I think Trevor Siemian is a better player than Joe Flacco. That's what
I'm saying. No. Trevor Siemian.
Yeah. No, we got you.
See, so I said I didn't know if he had been released because I thought we were talking about Trevor Siemian.
That's so bad. It's just. There's also got to be a statute of limitations on takes. Like, I can't still be treated as a Jet guy. John Elway thing was like 4 years ago. Like, what's the statute of limitations? What's the statute of limitations for all your wrong takes, Jones? How long do you, like?
I don't. What are you? What wrong takes?
There's got to, at some point, you gotta say, okay, well, that was a different lifetime ago.
So I actually been working on this. I think 48 hours if it's a weekend, and it should be 72 hours if it's a weekday. In other words, if you say it on Monday. You can only hear it through Thursday. Friday, we start to.
No. But I mean years. Like, there's got to be like a 2 or 3 year statute of limitations.
Oh, no. I want something much tighter.
Then we flip the page.
You're looking at it the wrong way because of the blowback and because it's been so blah.
Oh, my God. It's getting out of control.
If people remember it that many years later, then you know that it resonated.
Murray, the pulling the thing off the web last week.
From 7.5 years ago?
From our former friend. About something we said about Julian Edelman in the preseason of his first year, when he sucked, by the way. And on top of it, the Patriots themselves let Edelman go to free agency in 2011, but no one wants to remember that either. Ah, bullcrap. That was a bullcrap move. And you know who you are out there. You know. I hope you're listening.
This is what I mean. There's got to be a statute of limitations. Anyway,
by the way,
go.
Edelman was actually in the building that day, if you remember, when you called him that. He walked right by the window.
He was. Yeah, Mr. August was in the building.
Anyway, I don't
know. So at least we said it to his face.
I doubt he even remembers it. What else, Murray?
Well, finally, we'll wrap up with Maz with some Red Sox thoughts today.
Oh, no, we'll hammer them. Not the Lemmings out in Red Sox Nation, though.
Good ship lollipop?
Oh, yeah. No, everything's good now. Their bullpen can suck all year. It doesn't matter, Mike. October, they put Evaldi in there. They put Porcello in. It's all good. All solved. Price will go back out there. Yeah, you don't need a bullpen.
He did list Stephen Wright as the one of the possibilities for the closer position.
Oh, yeah. No. And Thornburg.
Well, but at least Thornburg's done that.
Uh-huh. No. Well, if he's healthy. You know, we think Brazier and Parnes could... Ah, no, you don't need a bullpen. Regular season? Ha! Overrated. Automatic, autopilot. They're going to win 100 games. They won't get to 108. But they'll get 100 again.
Sleepwalk to it.
Yeah, sleepwalk to 100. No problem. Wake me up in October. The regular season doesn't matter. You don't need a bullpen. No! Who needs a bullpen in the regular season? What type of jackass moron thinks that? That you actually need pitchers to get to a 162-game schedule? No, all good. Everything's good with the Red Sox. Don't worry. They won a championship. They won 108 games. They got no viable relievers or closer in the bullpen. But, don't sweat it. All good. All good, man. We got good. It's fine. No problem, dude. Everything's good. See you in October. We'll just put Evaldi out there. Everything's good. No problem.
Maz, when's the baseball reporter start this
year? Yeah, Don Drysdale of Aldi all of a sudden. Don Drysdale. Guy's never made it through a season as a starter. Give him $17 million, and now all of a sudden you get Don Drysdale out there. Terrific. It's all good. No! All good, Mike! All good! What are you worried about? You don't need a bullpen? What are you, stupid? Moron.
Jazz moron to you.
Yeah, it's a new term.
Jackass moron.
Hyphenated.
Jackass moron.
The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.